It is easy to forget about God when everything is going well. When one is full and has to eat, one has a good house and a lot of cattle, gold and silver, when people have more and more, become proud and forget God. So be careful. Don't forget that God took you out of Egypt, where you were slaves. He guided us through a great and terrible desert full of poisonous snakes and scorpions, and nothing happened to you. Don't forget, as he drew water from the rock when they were dying of thirst and had nothing to drink. Do not forget either that in the middle of the desert, he gave them bread from the heaven to eat, food that their ancestors did not know. Reflecting on this word, it leads me to think a little bit about what we forget and what was important. Forgetting God, it has been the greatest tragedy of human beings. Forgetting our Creator and believing that we are right, that we are on this earth and still fall under the foolishness of thinking that we are gods. Today, this entire pandemic has reminded us of only one thing, that even nature is greater than us. And why are there situations in life bigger than us, which we can never have control, that in a blink of an eye, life can change us? Today, we can be fine, and we do not know the next day. Everything can change, and that the seasons rule, and that everything that happens on this earth, many things are out of our reach as human beings, and we can do things to avoid, others to correct, but there are situations that, yes, they will arrive, simply to remind us that we are fragile, that we are small, and that we are only mud, that at some point, like a clay pot, when it falls to the floor, it falls apart and requires reassembly. Like this, our life is. That our life is bowered on earth. Perhaps today we need to stop and reflect a little. Or let's say a little, reflect a lot. Because if we realize our ways, we can observe that each day that passes, we move further from home. That each day that passes, we move further away from our Heavenly Father. That each day that passes, we stop being on our knees because we are standing. We are looking at the sky. We look down. And to think that we deserve everything when we really do not deserve anything. We have forgotten God. We took God out of our institutions. God was taken out of schools. God was taken out of politics. God was taken out of the family. Doing things that goes against the correct order. We removed God from our life. And we wanted to implant our own philosophy, which makes our humanity feel good, our flesh, our desire, which goes against God's desire. We remove God from the Constitution. And we begin to remain things. To remove those firm foundations on which a country was built, those firm foundations on which a democracy was built. We began to change the rules of the game and to press in such a way that the Constitution, instead of organizing it, we disorganized it because we turned our heart away from God and we began to call family and unity what God never called family and unity. We began to call good what God determined was not right. Because we planted our own bases and our own scheme. And from there, we begin to evaluate and really judge. This is good, it's bad, relative, by our own criteria, and not by the criteria of God, who has always been good. We forget where we come from. And now, those who have money do not remember when they never had more and more. The poor end up being poorer. And all the time we live complaining about the situation, the problems, and fighting for something which over time is ephemeral and disappears. Selfishness and seized us. Pride and hatelessness to the point of thinking first of ourselves, then of others. Contrary to what Jesus said, to love our neighbor and to love him first above all. Then we see dysfunctional homes. Parents ending the reality of their children husbands, humiliating their wives, wives fleeing from their homes, leaving their husbands, children growing up with their grandparents and uncles, denying them responsible parenthood, so that they have the main obstacle to approach God as a father. Perhaps we have respected for him, but we forget that he is a father, a loving father. That husband is leaving home, the wife is leaving home, and just because we think we deserve to be happy, and we think that the person we have next to us is not the right one, after many years of difficulty, of affliction, good years and bad years, now we decide that we no longer love. We turn love into a filthy rag. We turn the word love into a desire to satisfy us. And in the moment in which we no longer feel satisfied, we simply say that we no longer have it. And we have degraded that wonderful word of dedication, commitment, and fidelity that God himself came to teach us. When he gave us his only son to die for us in a sacrifice so great and so immense on the cross of Calvary, God today gives us that advice and reminds us again how great his love is for us. It makes us remember how weak we are. We think about it, perhaps the coronavirus. It's not a malignant as we think. Perhaps nature is still saying it is necessary for man to remember again what is his source. It is necessary for parents to return home. Forgiveness is necessary. Love is necessary. Composure is necessary. It is necessary for man today to understand how weak he is, because nature grounds. Trees beat their branches, recognizing the greatness of God, and man is only stubborn. And stubborn, still in the midst of the crisis, proposes that God does not exist. It's not real. We need today to return with all our hearts. And how good is it to start from home? That is why the advice of God, do not forget. God reminded the people of Israel how easy it is to forget. When all is well, maybe we need to start a little oppressed, to remember where we come from and to remember where we are going. If we do not turn to God with all our hearts, perhaps this message will not be like the others. But he prayed to the Lord that you can reflect for a moment today. Leave the wicked ways. If your sins are red as scarlet, they will become white as snow. Today, the voice of God rises even louder in each family, in each home, through this audio. God's voice is to remind you where you belong, and that he waits for you with open arms, to remind you that if you turn your gaze and do not return home, perhaps your eternity will not be in the best place. The Father is still waiting for you and telling you, don't forget where God got you out of. Don't forget that without him we can do nothing. Let's reflect on our ways and let's go home. Let's go back to the cross where it all started. Let's go back to those eyes of love and mercy and that voice that rose on the cross saying, forgive them, Father. Forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. Today is my request to you, Lord, so that you touch hearts, Lord, that this audio reaches millions and that there is in us a recognition. We need you to return to our schools. We need you to return to our Constitution. Lord, we need the hatred, the resentment to be removed. May unforgiveness and bitterness come out of each heart, and may they hear your light shine, your great love and mercy to the nations of the earth. May envy, hatredness, personal desire, greed come out of the hearts today, and we can heed this call of your voice as the day approaches, because perhaps tomorrow will not exist, nor has it ever existed. Only now, only this moment, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Think about it. God always arrives just in time. Remember, God always arrives just in time. Blessings.